Good morning, everyone. My name is Antonio Carlos Vergadas, Superintendent of Investor Relations in Rumo. We are broadcasting the audio conference with Dr. Aderson Almeida Lima, Chief CFO. I'll give the floor to Dr. Aderson for preliminary information. Good morning. I thank you for your presence. We would like to have this practice from now on, every month or whenever a relevant fact emerges that is important for the company, that is relevant for you all. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be making this call. We would like to go over our divestment program, which we publicized on the first of June 2017. From then on, new relevant facts have emerged, and I would like to bring you an update. I would like initially to begin by an important fact that happened from the first of June until the seventh of July. There was a change vis-à-vis lights. The fact that on the first of June, we had decided to sell only lights power, and in the last 2 weeks, our majority shareholders and participating of the control group have decided to sell our total interest in light, our 43% in light company. The other investors and the banks that are part of our shareholder agreement through are also studying the possibility of participating in the sale of the whole block. The light issue is the most relevant, important asset for sale. We have made all the analysis and discussions with our possible consultants in order to defend, to actually accomplish the sale. We did a pre-marketing with 14 possible buyers. 12 have said that they have an interest, so they are interested in participating. One is analyzing, and only one said that at this time, it is not their main focus. This week and the next week, we're going to have a more substantial roadshow with these possible buyers in order to have an evaluation of how firm those interests are. With the exception of total participation in light, in the light company, we have defined the delay of the selling of Taesa shares. That's the second point, because those shares are under guarantee. When we had a proposition from the defenders of puts that there could be some liquidity event of lights from this day until November, and then we would pay the puts through the raising of dividends, and then we could liberate Taesa for sale in order to negotiate the debts of the company and to amortize the puts through dividends is more interesting for the company than the utilization of Taesa resources in order to pay for this put. The issue of Taesa and lights are connected because of Taesa. Shares are guaranteed by puts, and it's not a decision. It's not a matter of not selling Taesa shares. We are just waiting until November for the possibility of there being a liquidity event and I affirm that this is very important for the company and an event of liquidity of life so that dividends can be increased for Air and Electric and we can amortize both without using financial resources. And if we sold it now, this would be used for the November amortization. So we're just waiting for the light sale negotiations in order to decide whether we use to raise dividends of lights for hydroelectric and the liquidation of puts, or if necessary, we're going to sell Faiza shares for this purpose. At any rate, if we don't use resources of the Faiza sale to amortize puts, we will sell it in order to amortize the Sinib's debt. Another relevant fact that took place and had evolved is the Santo Antonio issue. On the 1st of June, we had only the non-binding proposal, and now we are analyzing and we have closed a purchase and sale contract, and we are seeking ANEL's and CAGI's authorization in order to go ahead with this operation. I believe that these are the three most important things that happened from the 1st of June, last 1st of June on. And another relevant fact is a non-binding proposal with capital, primary capitalization, and the purchase of participation of Light in Renova, Light's interest in Renova. I believe that those are the three transmission lights that that were with CNIG, generation and transmission. We sold them to Taesa. We're now waiting for the approval. We have approved it in our board, and now we have waited for the approval of the Taesa board. And it's an important fact that our shareholder in our Taesa, Visa, is already taking over its Taesa governance. So our partner now is our partner now in that company. The other assets are still under negotiation, and there are several dozen cases we would like to refer to you. That's the sale of assets, Sinig assets, to have a better capital structure. The company is a firm decision. We have a committee that was made up by the chairman of the board, another member of the board, of the chief executive of the company, myself, and another director, to have a meeting every Monday at noon in order to follow up the process of the sale of those assets. Not only follow up, but making decisions that are important to add to speed up the process of alienation of those assets. On the other hand, we have also something that is important to stress for the robustness of the capital structure of CNIG. It's our proposal, the proposal we have made, we have negotiated with the creditor of the banks that we owe money to. We have been negotiating with our creditors for over a month. Their receptiveness in the technical negotiation areas of these banks has been very good, and we believe that in the next 20 days we're going to have a control on this debt, giving us extra breath so that we can honor our commitments in the capital market and in the credit market. The company, as you follow, is a company, very sustainable, very robust company, economically speaking, with a cash flow, a free cash flow, a very major one, not enough in order to pay for the debts that is actually concentrated in the short run. So this is going to give us conditions in order to amortize the payment of this debt with the very cash flow of the company combined with the sale of assets. The sale of assets is important for us because we are going to be able to reduce our expenses relative to the debts. But our debts would be enough in the long run to pay with the cash that's generated by the company itself. In general, this would be the kind of information we would like to impart to you, and we're open for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall now begin question and answer session. In order to ask a question, please dial *1. To remove the question, dial the number key or address cne.com.br. Our first question comes from Carolina Carneiro from Santander. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your call. There are two questions. First, you mentioned that you are waiting for about 20 days a reprofiling of the debt. I don't know if this has to do with the attempt to the use of the Eurobond at more or less the same date, but we would like to understand whether, in fact, this rolling process would happen even if you did not sell any assets, or if you believe that in 20 days you would have some assets being sold in order to match the rolling of the debt. And the second question, given that you talked about the process of sale of some of the assets, but what would be, which assets of this list would be in the short term? Which one would be first to sell, or which would be sold first in order to meet possible demands or expenses that you, if you can enroll the 100% of the debt? Good morning, Carolina. Thank you for your participation. Beginning with the last question, we believe that the one that is closest to the cash is our participation in Santo Antônio. It's our interest in Santo Antônio, the one that is closest. We are very firm selling rights as are the main assets that we have actually put up for sale. So this asset is fundamentally important to reduce our debt. So I believe that life is the way we are focusing very strongly on the sale of this interest, and of course to have resources. We have a pre-marketing with 14 possible buyers, prospective buyers, and we should be visiting some of these buyers, the prospective buyers here in Brazil, and next week we're going to have a roadshow in Europe trying to contact those buyers to have a better idea of their interest. We already have, just to give you an idea, we have many documents and a lot of information that has been collected, and we have our catalog ready, and we're just finishing the hiring of consultants that are going to help us sell this asset. And we believe that first is Santo Antônio, and we would like to believe that the relevant thing would be the sale of light. Renova for the next month, probably 70 days, but it's not going to have a whole lot of impact upon our cash. But it does solve the issue of debts of the company itself that sustains our need that will stop our needs to actually put capital into Renova. So this has helped us not to put any capital for the development of payment of their short-run debts and Renova. As for the sale and the reprofiling of the debt, Our purpose to sell assets is to pay our debts in order to reduce our leverage. The banks did not actually establish a condition to reprofile only after selling assets. We, in compensation, we are saying that the sale of assets was in order to amortize the debts in the capital and financial markets, and that these resources are going to come in, and we would like to reduce the profile of the debt. The sale assets are the assets. Sale is going to go to amortize the debts with each bank. About the euro bond, it's not a proviso, actually. We continue utilizing the euro bond, but we're still seeing what is the best opportunity window to go back to the market. This is it. I don't know if I answered all your questions. Yes, you did. One last question then, if you allow me, about the Taesa specifically. Do you prefer to sell it later because of the put commitment, but this would not necessarily imply a reevaluation of this? Can you explain about the Taesa, because it's a little, what's the plan for Taesa?
Sure. Let's see if we can clarify that further. We have a put that had moved the sale of assets in November, and through put, it's guaranteed through Taesa shares. We asked our creditors that to release the Taesa shares for sale and automatically to use the amortization of puts. With the decision on the sale of lights, we will be able, it may happen that the monies from the light sale would enter as dividends for ML Electric in the two vehicles that have the puts. If there is a liquidity event and light that would increase dividends for RM Electric, it would amortize by the higher the contracting of this interest, and it will, the dividend rise would amortize puts, and there is an interest in the company of the company that the put amortization be done through dividends. So if October, the second fortnight of October, if we reach the conclusion that this liquidity event is not going to happen in the light in order to amortize the puts, then we will sell Taesa, and we would amortize the put and would liquidate it. If there is a liquidity event, then we would liquidate puts and use the Taesa shares that would be free because the put has been amortized, and then we're going to sell the Taesa shares in order to amortize the debts as well.
Okay, thank you.
We have a next question from Mr. Francisco Lazzaretti from Bradesco.
Andrés, good morning. And the opportunity to talk about this thing that seems to be critical for you. Our question has to do with the plans that inspired you to continue negotiating with the federal government over the possible solution. I would only like to hear, you made a comment saying that the sale of assets in order to reduce debts and not new investments and to participate in the plans of the plans or auction. And to understand if you believe that this solution is close to happening or if it would involve part of the credit, so negotiable for you to participate in this with other minority participants in the sale of those plans. So, Francisco, thank you for your participation.
and the opportunity for all the questions. The Ministry of Mines and Energy has launched a public consultation for a new platform of the energy of the power sector in this country in order to give some light on this issue and to reach 3.144. There is a paragraph that was written for us. As we have had permanent negotiations with the government at every level, with ANEEL and the Ministry of Mines and Energy, with the civil chief of staff, and in order to find a solution. Because we have no doubts that these three plants belong to us due to contracts, the 1997 contract. But the 3.144 of the public consultation has an issue about the due expired plants. Now, those plants that are expired, that's us. So, it opens a greater perspective to negotiate with the Central Powers so we can have a discussion with a more based on better grounds. Now, about your issue or question, it is strategic. What is our strategic project for the company? We have discussed it. And we have placed that in the council and the board and the governance agencies. CNIG should go back to being a company of generation, transmission, distribution, and sales. With a robust capital structure, as its history shows. So we have no interest in participating in no other investment. Like the ones that have been made in the past. Our single investment is generation, transmission, distribution, and sales of power. As for generation, we have a strong arm, which is Alianza, which is a generation company where we have 45%, and Vale has other 45%. This could be our investment arm, as it were. As for transmission, we have Taesa. And this does not mean that we couldn't invest in generation distribution in CENIG itself. But look, we are actually talking about investments already done as the end of these four plants. We are not going to go, and it's not our vocation in order to have projects to participate in projects, in new projects that are not performing well. So we have as a purpose to participate and have these four plants with us and have, whether it's going to be through auction or by concession, you mentioned the divestments, the non-amortized divestments, that this public consultation makes it very clear about how it's going to be done in terms of the return and the payment of from the central government to the sector. And of those investments that the concession is due, but the investment is not totally amortized, so how we will go about being paid for these assets. So we have several options. We have several possible designs in order to participate in this solution and still have the four plants. It is still premature to tell you about what the solution is because there are some variables that we still do not master. You have only a public consultation, but at the time we have a provisional measure or how possibly the central government will understand that it's not worth judicializing that, and it's better to have an agreement as a result of our safety, our security, our contracts, security of the three plants. There are some variables that we still do not master because it's not
they're not still within our reach of the from management reach. This does not mean we have not used all the possible ways in order for these plants to come back to our assets, as it was defined by the 1997 contract for another 20 years. I don't know if I was able to answer you. That's perfect. Thank you very much. We have a next question from Raul Grego from Eleven Financial. Good morning. I have a doubt about the sale of light and values of puts. Is there a way for you to sell match to the puts and then sell Taesa? What would be the benefits derived from that? And the other issue is, would be it of the lights, would be selling shares, or would be thank you, Raul. It's not going to be such a type of sale. Would the stock exchange to sell shares? And if we sell the block, it's going to be of the total 43% interest that we have and the 2% of our banks for selling everything. So this sale, we've been analyzing this, all the legal aspects, everything that is involved. And today, in our 12 noon meeting, we're going to have actually decided what way to go through either sale of the block and earn a stock exchange option. The sale could be done of our companies that sell their control in the stock option, that is the whole block. About the puts issue of the life puts, there is really, if we amortize and liquidation of the puts through raising dividends as a result of results, publicization of sale of some light assets that we have, actually a fiscal efficiency that is important, because as a manager of the company, we cannot fail to be attentive to this issue. The best possible solution for the fiscal issues is to amortize puts through dividends, which can go go to an electric. So, and that's why we decided to sell light. As we decided to sell light, we have some clarity that is, we can increase dividends, maybe totally, in order to liquidate the puts, or at least the value that is a mixed one. That is, you liquidate the puts for light with resources from the dividend rise, and part of the sale of Taesa assets in order to make up for the puts more liquidation. Okay, thank you very much. I remind you that in order to ask questions, just dial star 1. Once again, in order to ask a question, just dial star 1. Gabriel Simões is going to ask a question. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions in the sale of light. What is on the table today is a possible light of the total interest
and Light, of the 43% of the total interest. I would like to exclude any possibility in the discussion, or if I'm wrong, that CEMIG and Light are considering the sale of Light's assets, for example, generation. This is totally discarded, or what's under discussion now is the sale of CEMIG, or are there two possibilities? That's the first question. The second question is about Santo Antônio. The sale of Santo Antônio has been discussed by CEMIG, and I believe the other controllers, Electrobras and other the construction companies. And I would like to know when CEMIG increased the participation of Santo Antônio together with Andrés Gutierrez. There was a contract, a purchase contract of power from the free market of Santo Antônio at prices that today go to 190 kilowatts hour. Is it possible with this buyer if this contract would go along with it, or CEMIG through trading would still purchase from this free market power from Santo Antônio and then sell on the market at the same price? About Light, our decision is a total of 43% of CEMIG's interest and the 9% of CIP. This decision is not negotiable. We don't want to give this up. There could be buyers that want to buy only generation and buyers that can want to buy only distribution. This in the process now in the next 30 days. We're going to be more clear about it. In the next 15 days, actually, because we're going to have a roadshow with investors and some in the pre-market, some showed interest in buying only transmission, others only generation, and many had an interest of buying the whole 52% of the block. So it's too premature to say whether you're going to sell it partially or totally, but decision is, this decision is not revocable, and we do not regret it. We're not going to have one single light share. We're going to sell all of it. We have made major changes as a result of Magenta Light. We placed one of our directors as the chairman of Light, and his mission is to sell Light. So we do not have any doubt about this thing. The formula, how it's going to be sold, is going to be decided upon in the next 15 days. And about Santo Antônio, Travis is going to answer. Pedro, about Santo Antônio, this power, CEMIG bought it back then. And for us, it's still interesting to keep the purchase of power. As you know, with the potential loss of the plants, San Simão, Jaguar, and Miranda, CEMIG had to change the ties with many of the sale contracts it had in order to be able to serve those customers. So I would say that most of these contracts, or these contracts in general, up until 2020-2021, is practically matched is with the contracts that we're going to be fulfilled about this contract. If I'm not mistaken, it's a long-term one. I can't remember if it's 10 or 15 years, so it's going to be signed in the future in which the power has not totally been allocated. So I have no doubts that we are going to find customers, and so we can sell this power in an adequate manner for the company. Okay, thank you very much. The question were answered. Just one addition about the other assets. You mentioned that CEMIG was going to go back to its main focus, generation, transmission, distribution. That is its core business. And we have the other things, and have CEMIG Telecom, GasMig, And about the gas made, can we expect something, because it's a significant asset, can we expect something until the end of the year, some evolution in what's going on in assembly in order to approve some kind of sale? Is there any conversation that is more advanced? I would suggest the fourth assets that we have here in terms of importance, maybe the third one is Gasmig. We have a focus selling the Gasmig. We're probably not going to sell 100% because of the state constitution that demands for a plebiscite in order to sell gas, water, and electric power. But being pragmatic, we want to sell the 49%. And it has progressed on the elaboration of the edicts and the whole process that you know that are involved in the sale. There are many possible buyers that have talked to us, and I think it's important to go on record. Even the country going through such an unprecedented political crisis, investors for the purchase of assets. This is not actually cold off. Actually, we have received, every day we receive questions from investors wanting to know about our assets, wanting to talk about them. And half a dozen investors for every asset that we have. So I think this issue is relevant. But Gasmig, we believe up until the end of the year, we are going to have very major facts about Gasmig having to do with a sale of 49% of Gasmig. We may reach 100% if we think that there is a political environment good enough for us to change the state constitution. Because you cannot have a referendum for just one single asset. But changing the constitution might create, there may be a political environment that is favorable to this. Well, thank you very much. We have a question from the manager of our HSBC. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a simple question. In your view, what is the cost of the new debt for CMEG? You have, is that the dollar, US dollar, in Brazil? How, and at what times you would sell? Or the board of Taesa, or we would, by selling assets, or in a gas need, or the same distribution. Thank you. The cost of debt. You're talking about the cost of debt for the reprofiling. What is the cost that you believe that you can reach? Well, we have not actually captured anything after this December 2016. $2,222,000,000, 140% CDI. So our weighted average cost of capital is 26%. And now we're going to have a marginal cost that is greater. For each real that we capture now, it's going to be I wouldn't say an unfavorable condition, but it's the average cost. On the other hand, we have a gain of the decreasing of the interest rates. Just to give you an idea, 14% of the CDI, 130% CDI, the cost is 16.8. If we define that, the interest rates in the next component, Selic, comes down to 9.15, 9.25, as the market expects.
9.25 would give us a weighted WACC of about 11-12%. So 1%, percentage point that falls down in Sindhik, we save 105 million rails in our debt year. If we think that we're leaving 14% from last October to 9.25 at the end of this month, and realizing this expectation, we would reduce our cost of debt to by 500 million reals. So, and with the sale of assets and amortization of debts, we're going to go back to the capture platform as in the previous history of the company, with better cost of capital, and the cost of new capture or new procurements will decrease, even though the cost of the debt is falling down because of exchange rates and the cost of debt. But maybe it's not enough for the buyers are really willing to pay for it, so maybe have the opportunity, an alternative, to sell the control of Taesa instead of selling 49% of Gasmig, or really 50% plus one. So are you interested in distribution? Is it something that you consider now, or no? This scenario is not being considered because we don't see the need to sell the control of Taesa. And that's the company that will have the transmission, as I mentioned before. Second, it's a very profitable company with a great liquidity. And there are other assets that we're selling. And our debt is big, but it's not something that we are not well structured to withstand. So what we need is time. And this is what we're negotiating. The company is extremely economically very solid, and it's a great cash generator, and we are certain, just to give you an idea, in 2016, we on the 31st of December 2015, we had a total debt of 15,178,000,000. Now, in 2016, we amortized. We paid 2.5 billion of this debt. We have made the purchase of that batch of 18 plants that we invested 2.230 million in order to pay for the concession, and we closed the year of 2016 with 15 billion. 15 million, even we make an investment of 2.22 billion in a payment for the concession of the batch B, with the interest rates was around 14% around the city. We did not increase our debt. So if you look at the history, we have increased a little bit because of the purchase of the B batch, but in Sindhik GT, in Sindhik distribution, we reduced our debt, even if not capturing, procuring more money. So, the concession bond. So, all this is enough to show the ability that we have to generate cash in order to amortize the debt. So those assets that we're selling, they're very important in order to reduce our debt, our level of debt, and to actually reduce our cost of capital. So if the banks gave us just the reprofiling, this would be enough in order to amortize the debt. What we want is to reduce our rolling of the sale of assets has this purpose, to have this capital structure that is healthy and the company goes back to being what it was. That is, the company that actually was going to give. Was it clear?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. We now close the session of question and answers. I would like to give the floor to Dr. Adesio de Lima for his final remarks. Okay, Dr. Adesio, you may proceed. Okay, well, thank you very much once again, and once again, reaffirming our commitment to keep you well informed about our movements and our everything that happens here. And as soon as there is an update of this divestment program or some relevant fact that is important to communicate to you to keep you on the same page as we are, we're going to invite you again for our next call. Okay? Well, good morning, everyone. Have a good week, and good work for everybody. The CME audio conference is closed. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day.